Yo. What's going on, guys, and welcome back to another week's episode of the Happy to Hustle podcast. I am one of your hosts, Daquan Walker, and I'm joined by my guy,
Dawson Stark. What is up, everybody? Hope your day is fabulous and happy.
And happy. And happy. And happy.
And happy.
And happy. So today, this is episode 6. We're talking about working with intentional hustle.
Using your time wisely. Man, that's an interesting topic, Daquan. How do you want to start this one off?
I think the easiest way to do it is, you know, kind of telling people what you already do. So how do you work with intentional hustle? Like, how do you make sure that you're achieving your goals in a timely manner or whatever the case?
Well, recently, I've started journaling again. Now, If you watch the YouTube, D Stark, capital D, capital S, T-A-R-U-K.
Shameless plug.
I have made a major update, but, you know, go watch it. As for my journaling, every single day what I'm planning to do now is write down goals, whether that be 3 to 5, maybe even more, depending on how quickly I'm able to accomplish them. And on top of that, how I'm going to accomplish them. So it already subjects me to what I need to do every single day. That's pretty much it. And I use my time every single day wisely enough to accomplish those goals. And I will do whatever it takes to accomplish said goals. Mm-hmm. And if I don't accomplish them, then work on it the next day. But I think it's important to use the time in your day not to leisure yourself with Netflix and whatever you may do to get your dopamine, but to work hard and achieve everything.
So you've cut out Netflix, right?
Unless I'm with my girl, of course. But yeah, I don't watch Netflix by myself anymore.
Okay. I like that. I can't, well, I watch Netflix, but like my sort of workflow is kind of odd because I always have stuff playing while I'm doing whatever I'm doing. So it's weird.
Background noise.
Yeah. It's like I like the background noise, whether it be a TV show, whether it be, you know, podcasts, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I always have background noise while I'm working. So it's kind of weird. We have kind of two different workflows.
Yeah, I'm very all over the place when it comes to, like, I can't keep my attention on one thing if there's multiple things going around. So, I mean, I guess it works for you. What works for you works for you, and what works for me. But it may work different for someone else, you know?
Yeah. I can say that a lot of what I do, I journal also, but, like, my journaling is more of, I guess we kind of are in the same boat when it comes to the journaling, talking about the goals we want to achieve, stuff like that. I try to do it as often as I can, but, like, most of the times it's, like, my journaling is just the ideas that I have and the things that I kind of want to put into the world, essentially. But overall, I mean, journaling, listening to podcasts, I watch a lot of YouTube. Like, a lot of YouTube.
I'm the same way, man.
I watch a lot of YouTube. It might be unhealthy, actually.
Well, let's talk about that. What kind of YouTube are you watching? Because I think there's a learning aspect to YouTube, and then there's just an entertainment aspect.
Yeah, I think I have a mix of both. But majority of the content that I do consume is, like, for educational purposes. So I'm either watching, like, Instagram videos, I'm watching, like, how to improve on podcasts, you know what I mean? Like, things like that. I think it's more of an educational aspect for me, but I still do. Like,
does that suggest the video comes up, cat flies off in Empire State Building.
Exactly. Something crazy. Like, I still have the entertainment side to it also. So I guess it's just a balance. Learning to at least balance it to the point where you're still getting done what you have to get done, and then, you know, still entertaining yourself.
Of course. I 100% back that up. Like I said, I'm the same way. But like you were talking about with your journaling. Now, you said your journaling is also for goals and ideas.
Yeah.
Now, what I've come into contact with that exact same, it's not an issue, but it's more cramming everything into one book to fit your needs of what you want. Now, what I've decided to do personally, which, you know, you can do the same or other people, I actually have two journals right now. I have a day by day, which is for my goals specifically, and then my idea journal, to where I carry both around all the time. So I know what goals I need to do, and then if any ideas come to me while I'm doing my everyday work, write it in there.
I like that idea. I have multiple, like, journals, but I still, Like, I only carry the one with me, so.
I mean, it's more convenient.
Yeah, definitely.
But
like, fuck, I left my other book. Well, I left my other book.
It's like that sometimes. That's why, you know, just gotta carry around a backpack with you every day. Keep it on you with everything you need.
Keep that thing on you.
All the time.
Keep that thing on you.
So let's get really into the gritty of the details. Mm-hmm. What do you do specifically every day? Like, as in work. We were talking about using your time wisely, but
yep.
What do you do? I mean, what is Daquan's day?
It balances a lot of, you know, so I say the work that I have to do day to day would be schoolwork, everyday hustle, like brand, like building, and then actual work. So if, say, I go to school, I go to class, get out of class at 2 o'clock, and I have work at 4 o'clock, that in between hours, that 2 hours that I have, 2 hour window, I have to be either DMing, reaching out to new people in regards to my brand, or it may be a matter of finishing the logo, trying to figure out the colors for the logo for the new season, you know what I mean? Things like that. Mm-hmm. Working on the website, building the website up. Working with intentional hustle, meaning that no time gets wasted, essentially. You know what I mean? Making sure that I put all that I can into what I'm doing whenever I can. And then, you know, from there, I go to work, then I come home. If I got schoolwork I gotta finish, knock that out. Once I finish that, I might watch YouTube. While I'm watching YouTube, it's, okay, what else can I be doing? I might be jotting down ideas, I might be figuring out things that we want to talk about for the podcast, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be a consistent flow of ideas always, and making sure that I'm using whatever time that I can to help build whatever I'm trying to build.
Yeah, I mean, time management is super important. The people that don't make it in life are not as successful, because I know you're successful. I know, I've seen the way you talk, what you do, you just explained it. I mean, if you guys aren't implementing what Daquan said, which is just using, like, yes, you may have school, you may have work.
Right.
There are priorities that come in front of your hustle sometimes.
Yeah,
it's just like that in life.
Exactly.
But you need to, you know, put forth the time that you do have that's free, instead of watching Netflix or going out with friends and working hard like you've been doing.
Yeah, because, I mean, like you said, it really does help determine if you're successful or not. Those that who don't intentionally hustle, and I say, the reason why I emphasize working intentionally is because you can be hustling at any time. You can always be working. Mm-hmm. But if you're not working intentionally and working towards something, making sure that you're prioritizing in order to build, then I don't think it even matters that you're working. You're just moving.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's dangerous.
Yeah, you're just moving. And like, one of the things that always resonates with me is that people often confuse movement with progress. So they always think that because they're doing this, because they're doing a million things, that they're making progress towards something. But in reality, if there's no intent behind that, where are you really going?
How do you differentiate between just movement and progress?
That's a great question. That's a fantastic question. I would say that the number one way to differentiate the two is going to be, marginal success. So you'll see success in little ways, whether that be you were trying to get a different outreach on things and people started responding, you know what I mean? Whether that be, I don't know, you're working on your brand, you posted a picture, you got more likes on that, you'll see increases in the little things that you do. It'll be a lot of micro success, and I think that shows that you're making progress towards something, as opposed to not seeing anything at all, then that's just a whole lot of movement.
Mm-hmm. Patience is also one of those key factors to, like you were saying, see that success. Because sometimes, you know, success won't be relevant to what you're doing. It won't be the result for a long time.
Right.
And it's just a lot of us aren't as patient. So I think you're correct in the way you answered it, but also a mixture of patience as well. And just, you know, knowing what's important to you and how you're going to do it. You know, literally, like, I would suggest, highly suggest, write down the goals you want to accomplish, do it, and do it to the best of your abilities. And if you don't see success, you know, over a period of time, maybe it's not for you. Now, that period of time, what is the correct amount of time that you should see success and shouldn't?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just going to, you're going to have to figure that out yourself. I mean, I would say if you've been doing it for like a year, to stop.
Yeah.
If you don't see any success.
So that's like, I was about to say, as far as putting a time stamp on things, when do you think it's okay, you know, to be like, all right, I'm not, like, I'm just moving. I'm not making any progress. You say a year? I think a year is too long.
That I use the year as the too long.
Yeah.
I think it's an in-between. It's kind of like love itself. I mean, mm-hmm. if you've seen, I'm referring almost to the same example as Simon Sinek. Have you ever seen the speech? I would highly suggest looking it up. But he describes that love isn't a day or a week in, but it's also not 7 years in.
Right.
But to this analogy, it's not going to be the first couple of days. I mean, it may be the first couple of days. You never know. But to be absolutely sure, it'll be between a couple of days and I think a year to where you want to be success-wise.
I like it.
It comes a time where you just got to stop using your time for the things that are important.
I like it. I find it, like, I know that, like, as an entrepreneur, as somebody who's, like, working to build something, like, it is difficult to gauge if you're starting to see, like, success on an idea. And you can be so, like, invested into that idea and so drawn onto it that it's hard to, like, be like, all right, well, this isn't working, so I have to move on. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, because at the end of the day, it's like, that's my creation, that's my baby. You know what I mean? Why would I just throw that away?
Yeah, I get that 100%. I think it also comes a point in time, though, like I want to tell me if you're the same way as I am when it comes to this. I almost don't really even care about this success to a certain extent, like with Lone Wolf, whether people buy my shirts or not, I'm doing it for me. I mean, I'm almost in this flow that success doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of me moving, but I know internally what I'm achieving and what it's leading up towards.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, come time, maybe a year, where if no one's buying my shirts, then it's that realization.
Yeah.
But,
let me ask you this then. Like, if you, because I know you're working with a manufacturer, you're getting your apparel and stuff created. Stay tuned for that.
Coming soon, hopefully.
Yeah, but I know that you're doing that. So, say you buy your merchandise, you get everything that you need to get, and then nobody cares. Nobody buys into it. Do you consider yourself a failure?
Oh, no. I mean, what is failure? Failure is learning. I don't see it as me losing. I don't see it as anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
If maybe my plan of attack was wrong. Maybe the way I approached this situation was wrong. I mean, right now, I have an idea that people like. I know that because people have been, they've told me vocally they like it. Now, if they don't buy any of my apparel, how am I going to turn it into something where they will?
Right.
So it's just a matter of adapting. I mean, there's going to be hurdles in the road to life, you know, to what you want. If you want to make that wall, maybe, you know, you don't have the cement to put it together or the bricks. It's just, you have to find those materials as time comes on. So it's just a learning process. I mean, nothing's going to be that easy.
I like it.
Yeah. That goes with anything.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it takes a lot of steps, takes a lot of building to become a successful brand. I mean, my brand's not at, like, the pinnacle of where I want it to be either. So, I guess, I mean, as far as, like, building, if things don't work, like you said, it's a game of adaption, learning to adapt.
But let's bring it back. We were going off really hard into this direction, which was really good conversation. But got to get back to time and how we use it. So
how do you use your time? You asked me. I use my time. You know how I use my time now. So how do you use your time?
It depends. Every single day, it's always different. Like, I would, by the way, this is like the fifth voice crack, so I apologize.
Yo, so for whoever's listening and whoever has been consistently hearing the voice cracks, bro.
Expect more.
I hope you laughed as hard as I was laughing internally. Like, I really do. But yeah, let's continue.
But yeah, it's different every single day. Like, I need to take a step back.
It's funny because, like, sitting across from him and looking at him as it happens and trying to hold it together.
It's that unspoken truth of, like, don't laugh at me, but, exactly. Like, here we go. This is the all process.
Right. All right, let's get back to it.
get this man some water. But every single morning is different for me. I mean, of course, I make my bed. I do everything I need to do for me, the journaling. But it becomes a time where, you know, my goals, depending on what my goals are, change my time and how I use it every single day. Yeah. Like, right now, I'm spending my time right now with, I mean, I don't work. I don't go to the, school. I don't do any of that. Yeah. I mean, my schooling is just my learning.
Right.
What I do at home. But every single day is different. Like, I'm here with you now. I'll be meeting with someone later. But I would say to how I utilize my time the most is when I have these little events, whether it be the podcast, talking to somebody about my, hopefully potentially being my client for the gym and all that stuff. Those in between minutes or hours, I am working on myself. I wake up. I mean, lately I've been trying to wake up earlier. It's been hard because when you have that leisure of staying up really late, you know, of course you want to stay in. Like, if you're up till 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, it's nice to go and sleep until like 10 because you need that 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to utilize as much of my time every single day working. I'm either working with Mabel or family or mm-hmm. sleep. That's it. Four things. I mean, and even eating. I will eat right next to my computer.
Yeah. I have a habit of doing that too. Like, if I'm eating, and that's where, like, I actually will, like, stop to say that a lot of my consumption when I'm, like, trying to figure out or learn things will come at a point where I'm on my downtime, essentially. So eating, I consider that my downtime. If I'm doing work, if I'm, like, you know, working on the brand, doing whatever, just got off work, whatever. If I'm taking my time to eat, whatever time period that is, I'm learning something within that time period. So whether I'm listening to a podcast or watching a new YouTube episode on whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I use that time to learn and consume something new. So I agree with you on that. Like you said, working next to your computer. So
noticing how you spend your time will significantly improve your success.
I agree.
I almost want to ask everybody listening a few questions. Not even a few questions, just one. Like, look at yourself. How are you spending your time? I hope you guys can hear that in the background. We were in a library when we record these podcasts, and there's just kids galore. But back to the question, how do you spend your time? I mean, be honest with yourself. Cut the bullshit, all of that.
I agree. I think it's time. I mean, I know that it's a shift that has to happen. Like, for the most successful people, those that are trying to be successful, like, when you start paying attention to the little things that you do every day, then it's easier for you to try to manifest a bigger picture. So, like you said, I think it's time that people stop with, like, the bullshit and start paying attention to how they're using their time. Because if you want to build a business, if you want to build a brand, if you want to be successful at whatever you're doing, whatever kind of side hustle you have, whether that be doing people's hair or whatever, you can't do people's hair if you don't get up, if you just watch Netflix all day, like you said. So,
or if you want to be the best at cutting people's exactly. hair, you know, go out and practice. Don't, like you said, don't watch Netflix.
Exactly.
I just don't understand. I mean, I can get why people do it. It's an escape from reality, yeah. from all the stress, but that's what life is. Life is going to be stressful.
I agree.
It's going to throw you shit, and you have to, you know, figure out how to deal with that.
I agree. No, like you said, I think it's just time that people start making their own shift. And it'll come over time. They'll learn throughout their own successes and failures. But overall, I mean, I think this was a good episode. I mean, I think it was pretty insightful.
Yeah, it was.
It was great.
It's an interesting topic to talk about and how to, you know, almost acquire more working for the time you have.
I like it. Love it. Love it, love it. So, guys, we're coming to the end here. We hope you have enjoyed this episode, this week's episode. We'll be back next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we'll be back.
Very true.
So we hope you guys have enjoyed this. Thank you for tuning in. Of course, you know, Dawson and I truly appreciate it. And keep connecting with us. If you have any questions, anything you want us to talk about in specific, we'd love to hear it. Follow us on the Instagram page, because we just created an Instagram page for the Happy to Hustle podcast. So it's going to be HTH podcast on Instagram. And of course, we'll have it linked up in the show notes and all that type of stuff also. So With that being said, thank you guys for tuning in again. We'll be talking to you soon. Any last remarks?
For those of you watching, I would like to know how much my voice is cracked. So comment down below or just let us know, because I am very interested on improving that aspect of myself. But
thank you for watching. He needs some milk.
Thank you for watching. I appreciate it, guys. Come back. And like you said, follow the Instagram. Updates, more. We'll let you know what's happening with that. But we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Peace.
Deuces.